Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Every year, you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, and others just disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherent Select from Zoetis, an innovative multi-breed genomic test and weekly genetic evaluation. Once again, if you want to make more reliable selections, choose Inherent Select from Zoetis.
We're your neighbors. We're your kids' sports coaches. We're your school board and chamber members, your church deacons, your local 4-H club and FFA chapter partners. Long story short, we're real people. We're real Oklahoma pig farmers, and we're real proud of it. To hear from real Oklahoma pig farmers, visit okpork.org/realpork. This message brought to you by Oklahoma's pig farmers and the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Crop progress numbers out yesterday afternoon from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, just ahead of the September crop production and WASDE numbers. And we're seeing the first hints of winter wheat planting really going on in the hard red winter wheat belt. Had 1% a week ago in Kansas. They're up to 4% now versus 3% a year ago. Oklahoma, 5% of the crop now planted versus 10% a year ago. 7% planted in Texas versus 15% a year ago. Importantly for Oklahoma, these rains of the last 24, 36 hours really will make a difference, both on wheat that's been dusted in already, but also giving a lot of folks the opportunity to come back in quickly and plant into moisture for the 2024 crop. As far as our spring planted crops are concerned, corn crop conditions dropping a little bit nationally, now 52% in good to excellent shape, down 1 point from a week ago. Soybeans also 52% good to excellent shape, down 1 point. We've got the folks in cotton country, 29% of the U.S. cotton crop now in good to excellent shape, down 2 points. The state of Texas now 9% in good to excellent shape. Oklahoma, 12% in good to excellent shape on this year's cotton crop. The sorghum crop right now is 44% in good to excellent shape nationally, 45% in Texas, 54% in Oklahoma, 33% of the Kansas crop good to excellent shape. Most of the Texas crop now been harvested, 71%, just starting in Oklahoma, 5% now harvested. Let's talk about those pasture range ratings. Nationally, 33% of the U.S. pasture range ratings are now in good to excellent shape. That's off 3 points from a week ago. So the sinking down because of hot, dry conditions across the middle part of the country continues. Worst spot in the country is Texas, 6% in good to excellent shape. That's actually 1 point better than a week ago. Unchanged on the poor to very poor ratings at 72% poor to very poor. That is the worst spot in the country. Second worst spot now is Louisiana, 61% in poor to very poor condition. They've had a lot of drought there as well. In Kansas, we're now at 17% in good to excellent shape. That's down 3 points. They're looking at 49% of Kansas now in poor to very poor. Oklahoma checks in at 34% in good to excellent shape, actually up by 1 point compared to 1 week ago. The folks in Missouri now at 15% in good to excellent shape. That's off 8 points from a week ago, according to USDA. Starting to worry about this 2023 farm bill. Neither G.T. Thompson nor Debbie Stabenow are willing to put out a draft bill as of yet. They say maybe a little later. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the 26th annual female production sale at Pollard Farms, Wacomas, Oklahoma, 12 noon, September 16th. 113 registered Angus lots will sell, including young fall pairs and heavy breads, fall yearling open heifers, spring open heifer show, and donor prospects, and more. For details about the sale, go to pollardfarms.com. You'll find the sale book there, videos, and more. 26th annual female production sale, Saturday, September 16th, at the ranch, 12 noon, pollardfarms.com. That's our farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.